He asked the committee to turn him from a human into a demon of the highest class. He left us so he could keep his youth and his precious strength. Everyone has to fight with time to find their place before their inevitable death. Toguro, he ran away from that fight. Don't you ever do the same. No human is ever a one-man show. Every decision that you make will affect the countless people who care about you. Do you understand?
And this is not a one-man show either. This is Black Galactus.
It's your boy Beans.
And this is Clash of the Titans. That was Yusuke and Genkai. And if you guys can guess, today is about anime! Eat the cake, anime. So, again, I'm Black Galactus.
I'm Beans.
And today is our very first attempt at a podcast. So, thanks. Excuse us if we're not too structured. We're working on it. Got some anime music playing in the background since this is an anime episode.
Yeah!
Let's do it! Yosha! So, today we're going to be talking about nothing too serious. If you want to call in or whatever, we're going to do that. But we're talking about our top five favorite anime characters ever.
It's a lot.
That was a hard list, bro.
Yeah, it took us like, what, 2 hours?
It took like 2 hours and some change to get all of this together. And so much work.
But it's going to be
worth it. So much work. Anime is a big part of, like,
of who we are.
Of us, you know?
Anime has really changed the game for people, bro.
Dead up, though. And people like us who've been watching anime our whole lives now.
Our
like,
entire lives, bro.
You know, we're just watching this new wave of anime fans like, ugh, you guys are so late. You don't even know about Yurameshi and all. Like, come on, bro. Like, what do you know?
What you know about Kakashi? You know?
Like, original Kakashi. Giving niggas the fingers of death in the buttocks. I don't know about that, homie. Mind playing tricks on me. But I'm going to let Bean start with his number five. We're going to go from five to one.
To one? All right, mine's not in order, though.
All right, well.
Mine's not in order.
All right, his is not in order. He's clearly a lot less structured than I am, because mine's are in an order.
When you hear the names, you'll see why it's not in order.
Yeah, I guess.
No, you know, number five, I'm going with Kakashi, bro.
Kakashi?
Yeah.
Kakashi Naruto. Hayate.
You know what I'm saying? He's one of the best characters of all time, bro. The way he, you know, the way he handles his business, his fighting style, the way he plans to take on enemies, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, for a prime example, when he was about to die from pain, you know, and he did the Sharingan thing, you know what I'm saying? He changed in the game, bro. That was clutch. It was, like, come on. You're not ready to see Kakashi die. Nobody's ready to see that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just can't happen, bro. I'm not comparing.
Favorite Kakashi moment?
Favorite Kakashi moment, the Great War, he fought Obito. You know what I'm saying?
That was dope.
You know what I'm saying? But then he finally realized who he was.
Words.
His friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. It's crazy.
So, number five on Bean's list, Kakashi.
Yeah.
And we're moving on. So,
who you got? Who's your number five?
My number five has to be Onizuka, well, Eikichi Onizuka from GTO, an anime called Great Teacher Onizuka. And it's not a fighting anime or there's action in it, but it's mainly comedy and like life lessons and stuff like that. But oh my god, I wish I had a teacher like Onizuka, bro. This dude pulls up on motorcycles, pretends to be like Kenshiro, and beat, like, he's a delinquent that's a teacher. It's like being in your hood and one of your homies just start working at your school. And it's not just any one of your homies. It's the homie that is the top delinquent in your hood. Like, everybody's afraid of this guy. But he's, like, a really good guy at heart who loves helping kids. Like, really? It's a great show, man. I have to say one of my favorite moments is, like, in the first episode where he first meets, like, three kids that are going to be in his class. And they try to play a prank on him. And they wind up getting caught by, like, this biker gang or whatever that used to know him when he was younger, Onizuka. And he pulls up and does the Kenshiro from Fist of the North Star. And he's like, and it's just, they just run off. Like, he doesn't even have to hit anybody. He just punches a hole in a car. And it's like,
he's strong or something like that?
He's freakishly strong for a normal human that's just a teacher. He doesn't, like, this dude's been hit by cars. He jumps off the roof. And, like, he's brolic, bro.
Wow.
So, oh, God. That. Akichi Onizuka is the teacher I wish I grew up with, because that man is amazing, bro. Like,
we don't have that.
We don't have teachers like that nowadays. No, my number five, Onizuka, GTO, Lego. So number four, Beans.
Number four. It's another Naruto character.
Oh, this guy.
Neji! Bro, see? Neji is, bro. People don't understand, bro. Like, he might come off arrogant, you know what I'm saying? He know it all.
Because he does!
You can't sit here and not tell me, bro, that when you hear Neji speak, you're not tuning in. You're not going to lock in, bro. Like, Neji, like...
Yeah, when he opens his mouth, he's saying some shit because some he don't speak
shit,
much.
Bro.
So when
some
he,
shit.
When he opens
he's
his mouth...
He's been like that since he was young,
yeah,
bro.
I only speak when I need to type
exactly.
shit.
Exactly. And, like, my favorite Neji moment would be when Hinata lost her vision. And, like, she didn't know Neji was there helping her, but she had a feeling that he was there. And it's just cool because, like, when that's like the first time you see him in that light as, okay, I'm gonna help you.
I'm gonna take care of
yeah,
my
you know,
family.
I'm gonna take care of you. Even though I know you can do it, but I'm here.
Just guiding you.
Because you're so used to seeing Neji in a light of, you know, being philosophy, you know, doing philosophy and fighting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even in his battles, he's on point with everything. I think that's why him and Shikamaru was probably, like, one of the top two strategists in Naruto, bro.
Word, though. Can't forget the Neji moment, though, where he pieced up Naruto and just stopped all his chakra points. Like,
oh, yeah, in the tuning exam, right? Yeah.
The first time we saw the 64 palms and Naruto just
bro,
could not
out,
use any chakra.
That was... Bro, that was dope.
Yo, he hit him so many times. I was in my house as a kid, like 13, 14, like, whoa! Combo breaker! Killer instinct.
I mean, he lost. It was whack.
He lost on some real shit, though.
I mean,
Naruto wasn't slacking. He was sleeping on your boy.
You lose some, you win some. It's cool, though.
Yeah.
Cool.
You win some, you lose some.
What's your number four?
So, Neji Hyuga is Beans' number four, which transitions perfectly because he literally just named my number four, Shikamaru Nada, only Naruto character besides Sasuke even worth mentioning in the same light as my boy Neji. Like, those three dudes put in work to me, bro. Like, Sasuke, Shikamaru, and Neji. But out of all of them, Shikamaru has to be the best just because, first of all, I always love the smartest characters in any anime. And Shikamaru is the smartest person in the known ninja world. Not just the freaking Leaf Village. This dude's IQ is over 200, probably like 400 since Shippuden.
Yeah.
He's like literally turned down the role of Hokage. And
of
the Boruto. He's probably even smarter in Boruto now. But he turned down the role of Hokage. You know, my boy he's lazy, bro, just like me. It's a drag to have all of that responsibility. But when it's time to step up, no one steps up like... look at the Hidan fight, bro. He sent the whole team off to fight an immortal Doli. Like, yo, go. This dude killed my master. This dude on some Diego Montoya. My name is Diego Montoya. You killed my father. Like, he really went off on your boy. Like, Hidan is still, since he's immortal, he's still somewhere in the Nara forest, like, just lying under a bunch of rocks. And that's more gangster than any other kill in Naruto, because the nigga's still alive down there somewhere.
Suffocating.
He can't even suffocate, because he's immortal. He's just alive. But besides that, his techniques are just lit. Like, controlling shadows, He can even use wind style. He can use shadow clones. It's like really nothing he can't do if he trained himself. So he's just lazy. Yeah. Like, you know, it's about putting in the effort, and he's not an effort guy. You gotta love that. There's gotta be a character that just enjoys looking at clouds. You know, like that's his pastime. But that's my number four. The Nara clan's most official ninja ever, my boy Shikamaru. We going on to number three. Beans, what's at number three?
Number three? It's the best right here.
Oh.
Naruto Uzumaki.
Oh, boy. I wish I had what's a boo. I wish I had a boo sound effect.
Bro, Naruto, bro.
Sasuke, Team Sasuke all day. Team Sasuke all day.
Bro, Naruto reminds me of
Team Sasuke, boy.
You know what I'm saying? He likes to joke around, but when time is serious, bro, he get on his shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? He brought the team together. Every time he, even when he's on screen, any screen he's on, bro, anybody he meets, people gravitate towards him, bro. People gravitate towards him. You know what I'm saying? Even when him and Sasuke could really never get along, but now in Boruto, and even at the end of Shippuden, bro, they're like brothers.
Yeah.
That's dope. You know what I'm saying? Even when he fought, I mean, he didn't fight. The girl from, the Cloud Village, she was the black chick that, had a kid with,
Oh, the Rikages.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Rikages.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to fight. I'm not going to fight you. It doesn't make sense.
I'm trying to make peace.
And she would have pinging him up.
I ain't gonna lie though, that's when I stopped liking Naruto. Like all of that begging stuff and getting on your knees, and you know, I wasn't with it, bro.
But he would do just the same Sasuke.
Sasuke didn't ask for your help, bro.
Bro, if it wasn't Sasuke could have died. He could have died, bro.
Sasuke could have died lots of times, but he never did.
You right.
He got a team behind him always, even if Naruto ain't there.
You right, but like I said, he needed Naruto.
He do.
My favorite Naruto fight would have to be when he fought Sasuke.
Uh-huh. I'm about to say. Which one, though?
Both.
When they were younger or when they were older?
Both. Both was dope. You know what I'm saying?
Does. Well, and you can just pick the second one because it flashes back a lot to when they fought the first time as kids. Yeah, they did a lot of the same moves and... up to a certain point.
That has to be my favorite
thing. I ain't gonna lie, the real reason I don't respect Naruto is because after they both hit each other with the Rasengan Chidori shit, my boy Sasuke was like, I ain't earned that arm. Until I earn that arm, I'm gonna just walk around like this. And Naruto's like, I need that. I need my arm, please. I can't do a Rasengan with one hand. I need the other hand.
Sasuke has the,
Susanoo. He can make a Susanoo arm whenever he wants to.
Yeah, but he also has he has both eyes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Rinnegan and a Sharingan.
Yeah, so, I mean, he really doesn't need an arm.
I mean, who doesn't need two hands, bro? Like, he can literally only do one thing at a time with his hands. Like, that's... You know, like, he gotta hold this sword in his mouth if he wanna do a jutsu or something like that. Like, you know, I just wish Naruto would have had one arm too, so the playing field, because, I mean the playing field is still even. I don't think Naruto could beat Sasuke in his current one-armed handicap.
You know what I'm saying? He's the Hokage, bro. He needs both arms.
Everybody knows Sasuke, the real Hokage, though. So we
gonna Naruto, bro. The dude is great, bro. Like from when he was a kid to now, bro. He said he was gonna be Hokage and he didn't. You have to make him Hokage if you know what he did in the war. If it wasn't
Sasuke did just as much, though. He just didn't have the main character powers like, oh, I'm going to save Gai Sensei from certain death. Oh, but I don't know how to do it. I don't know how I did it. I just do. Gangster.
Because, bro, his Naruto cloak, bro.
Bro. Deus Ex Machina Naruto.
Bro, Naruto, bro. He's great, bro.
All right. Naruto is his number three. Wish it was Sasuke, but it's not. Anything else you want to add about your boy Naruto?
He's one of the greatest of all time. That's it.
All right. That's up for debate. Now, my number three is definitely one of the greatest of all time. And anybody who argues this should be stoned with big rocks, like giant boulder-sized rocks, because If you don't know about my boy Kazuma Kuwabara, Kuwabara for short, then you just lacking because if he's not one of the greatest, if he's not one of the greatest anime characters to exist of all time, then I'm not the manliest man there ever was.
My man with the spirit sword.
Spirit swords. My spirit presence is amazing. Cool. First of all, Kuwabara, right, has more spiritual, like, awareness than anybody in Yu Yu Hakusho. That dude was sensing ghosts before we even started seeing ghosts around. And, like, really appear in the show. Then, you know, he's the type of dude who, you know, he ain't gonna start the fight serious or whatever at full power, but once he get to the point where he on the verge of death, he turn up a whole nother level, bro. Every time he almost got, like, beat to death, he would turn up, bro. More than anybody. Exactly. Yo, that tiger was whooping his ass. Mm-hmm. And then it was over, bro. He's like, I can't die here. Like, my friends depend on me.
Did he have the spirit sword at that time?
No, he just created the spirit sword at that time. Because he was just fighting with all hands before that. Like a gangster. He didn't have no spirit gun. He didn't have none of that. It was all hands and feet and headbutts and elbows, kneecaps. Hmm? But that boy, I have to say my favorite Kuwabara scene is when he died. Because that was the most gangster thing in the universe. Like, yeah, against Tagoro, like younger Tagoro, when Genkai told Tagoro the only way to make Yusuke serious is to kill one of your friends, and Yusuke wouldn't pick one, Tagoro was gonna pick somebody random, more than likely Kurama, because he was the weakest at the moment. So your boy Kuwabara just rolled up like, I got this, guys. Kuwabara, dude, it's like, no, he's gotta get one of us anyway. And he's just explaining, like, yo, I'm not going out on my knees, bro. If I'ma die, I'm dying running at this dude like a gangster. And that's exactly what he did. He ran at him, knowing he couldn't even touch Togoro. Got a hand and all five fingers put into his chest. Died with a smile on his face like a gangster. And then came back from the afterlife before the fight was over to talk to your boy Yusuke. Mm-hmm. Your man is no joke, bro. And then, oh my god, my other favorite Kuwabara scene was Yusuke's funeral. Oh my god, it's one of the saddest scenes in any anime ever. Like, just kicks the funeral door open. He's like, no, you're missing. Get up. Get up right now. You can't be dead. Who am I gonna fight? Who's gonna fight me? Come back. It was so emotional for like the second episode of the show. It just completely turned the whole mood of the show, like, upside down. And Yusuke was thinking nobody cares about him and all of this, and I'm better off dead. And he saw Kuwabara and was like, wow, my greatest rival cares about me that much. I gotta come back to life. And that was because of Kuwabara. Not that chick.
This is a little off topic, but you said that's one of the saddest funerals?
Yeah.
Is it sadder than Full Metal?
Oh, hell no. Nothing sadder than Maze Hughes, but it's one of the saddest. Maze Hughes has the saddest death ever, not to stray off topic, but that is a very sad anime death. But Kuwabara, manly man. First of all, he's a manly man. Second of all, he's got two spirit swords, which is so badass, you can just manifest swords out of nowhere.
Right.
And he has a pompadour. That hairstyle will never get old. And it takes a true man to rock a pompadour. Just so y'all know that. So that's my number three. Kazuma Kuwabara, FT Dubs. We out here. Beans, we on to number two.
Number two?
Number two? AKA the
Number two would be Kenshin Himura.
Kenshin Himura, Batosai, the Manslayer. And we just finished listening to Freckles, the theme song. It just played.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't go wrong with
I'm glad he put this on the list because I couldn't put him in my top five with my top five, bro. He's in top 10, just not top five.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want to go wrong. You can't go wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's Batosai the Manslayer. That's number one.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? The creator of the Reverse Blade Sword. Reverse Blade. You know what I'm saying? You know you the shit when you don't want to kill anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to kill anymore. So you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna
hit niggas with the back of my sword.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But then again, he stopped killing. He was like, no, I'm gonna do good. I'm gonna be a wanderer in Japan. And whoever needs my help, I'm going to help.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Even when he fought Shishio.
Yes.
Shishio was getting in that ass. Though.
Shishio was getting in that ass.
He was really doing it to him.
Shishio is amazing, by the way.
But on the flip side, Kenshin was like, I'm gonna fuck with him.
Kenshin's master though.
I mean, that's where he get it from.
That big nigga though.
That's where Kenshin get it from, bro.
I can't remember his name right now. I'm totally blanking, but oh my god.
But like I was saying, bro, even dude, what's the dude's name that was paralyzing some people? He had kidnapped a girl so Ryoni could fight him in the forest. I forgot his name, bro.
Damn, what is that guy's name? Hold on, guys. Yeah. We're doing some research. We don't want to give you guys any false information or anything, so we're looking some stuff up right now.
Name is... I like this Sengoku Sagara dude, too.
Sinosuke?
Yeah, Sinosuke.
Yeah, he's awesome. Big-ass sword, though. Before there was a cloud... It was Sinosuke.
Right.
And a sword that a normal human couldn't carry like Guts and Berserk. Oh my god. I gotta change my top. Oh man.
What?
Bro. Alright. I gotta take out Onizuka, guys. While he's looking this up, I gotta change my number 5 from Onizuka. And I love him. He's 6 now. But... Guts from Berserk is definitely in my top 5.
You know, I never watched that.
You're bugging.
I never watched it, bro.
The Black Swordsman. There is no swordsman beating my boy if your name ain't Sephiroth. He gives Sephiroth a run for his money because this man beat like Poseidon, like a giant sea kraken monster that's like 1,000 feet tall, and killed it doly. Like, this man is a beast, bro. The amount of things he kills and the situations he finds, bro. Like, how at birth your mother hung herself and you fell out of your mother's corpse.
What?
And was born that way. Hanging from your umbilical cord from your mother till somebody found you. Your whole life he got raped, he got his arm cut off, his eye gouged out. His girl got raped in front of his eyes. Like, his life is terrible.
Who? What is this?
Berserk. Like, his life is terrible. But your boy is the most powerful swordsman in the last, like, 20 years, bro. I swear to you, you watch Berserk, you will not be disappointed. You might be disappointed with the 2017 one. But you will not be disappointed with the original golden arc of Berserk. Like... when Guts is young Guts, before he loses his arm and all of that stuff. Like, oh my god, just go watch the show.
I'm gonna watch it.
I really can't even explain to you how awesome this dude is. Like,
oh, dude name was,
Jenny.
Yeah. That was a good fight.
Jinne. Yeah, that dude was creepy, though. That dude was creepy, though.
Yeah, he was.
He's kidnapping women and children and stuff. Like, he's a
just
creep.
So he can...
Yeah,
just so
this dude...
That's how you know you're legit, bro.
But, come on, bro. You gotta kidnap kids, bro. What the kids do? Leave the Marty Marl or the kids.
That's how you know you're legit.
But, yeah. Number 5, Guts. Go back to your number 3, man. Or are you on your number 2?
Yeah, that was my number 2.
Number 2. Batosai the Manslayer, a.k.a. Kenshin Himura, is my guy's number 2.
Yeah,
I'm glad he's on his list because he was definitely in my top 10. I just couldn't put him in top 5.
Who's your number 2?
The one, the only, Makunouchi Ippo! Deep Sea Roll! The greatest boxer of all time. Fictional, non-fictional, I don't care. He's Japanese Mike Tyson. Respect his gangster. Right now, my boy's record 26-3, and only got those last two losses because they put him up against people way higher ranked than he is, way higher, and he was fighting them, making it work, you know. But I love Ippo because Ippo Makunouchi's name literally means the first step, to take the first step, and that's all he does is move forward. Keep moving forward. He's always developing his style. He's always progressing. He's always just updating his skills and getting better. And he loves what he does. Like, there's no one with a more like heated passion for boxing than your boy Makunouchi. His Takamura, bro. Just go watch Hajime no Ippo. Takamura, Kamigawa, Sendo-san, Mashiba-san, there's just so many characters, Vlog-san, like, there's just so many characters to choose from that you're gonna like. Every character is pretty much based off an existing boxer, like, you know, your boy Mashiba is based off of Tommy Hearns, Tommy the Hitman Hearns. He got the flicker jab. Your boy Sendo is like Razor Ruddock with a smash that could hit you from anywhere. This dude will come from the floor and hit you with an uppercut that'll send you out the ring. Like, dudes is real, but no special is better than the boy Dempsey Roll, though, where he just left hook, right hook, left hook, right hook, left hook. And if you read the manga, he done incorporated uppercuts into the Dempsey Roll now, bro. It's no game. Who is calling me? We not taking calls right now. I don't know who you is, but hold on. How do I pause you? Yeah. So anyway, sorry about that, guys. Yeah, so Hajime no Ippo. Great show. Great fight scenes. Favorite moment would have to be Takamura, Ippo's mentor. They're on vacation in the forest and whatnot, training. Every time they go on vacation, they have like a training camp. And he's always talking about how he's stronger than, like, a lion or a bear. And he actually gets rolled up on by a fully grown brown bear and fights it with his bare hands. Like, punching a bear in the face until it falls down. He got scratched up a lot and everything, but he punched that bear until he knocked it out. It was amazing. Who knocks out a bear with their bare hands? Takamura-san, that's who. That's the kind of stuff you can get with Hajime no Ippo. You get to watch a man realistically fight a bear. It's not no anime fight. He gets scratched, he like, oh, I gotta get out of here. He's trying to find a way out, but then he thinks to himself, like, if I can't beat this bear, I can't be champion of the world. He just starts going off on the bear, like, punching it until he can't punch anymore, and then it just falls. It's amazing, bro. Go watch it. Number two, Ippo Makunouchi. Beans! Who was the number one?
Yusuke Urameshi.
Urameshi! Two Team Urameshi members on the squad.
You know what I'm saying? You can't go wrong, Yusuke Urameshi.
You cannot.
You know what I'm saying?
Spirit Gun!
Even though he was a slacker.
Always. Did you notice that most of our people are slackers?
Yeah.
With the exception of, like, Neji and Ippo. Yeah. Everybody else is slackers.
Yusuke Urameshi. That's my number one. And why? Because look what he does with his fights. Come on.
Yo, he be washing niggas, bro.
Yo, he be really doing them dirty.
OD. Especially when he has regular street fights.
Yeah.
He be wilding on humans.
But when he is in, like, the tournaments, when he fought Toguru, bro.
The Australian dude.
Yeah.
Remember that?
What are you doing there, mate?
That, that drunk dude with the drunken boxing and what? What? Right. Your boy
used to. When he fought Toguro, that was like, yo.
Which was our intro, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
Yusuke Urameshi is our intro.
But the reason why, like, I like him so much, not just because of the way he fights, but he, like, from the beginning of the show to the end of the show, you can see how mature he grew.
He grows so much. His character development is beautiful.
And that brings back, same with Naruto. Even though he was a slacker when he grew up, he made it become Hokage. But back to Yusuke, and when he fought, when he was training, in the demon world, like towards the end mm-hmm. of the show, when he even when he transformed, bro, when he transformed, it was something stupid.
It was wild. It was so wild.
I was in here going crazy. I was going 40. I was like, oh shit!
I thought Hiei was cool or Kurama when they transformed, but then Yusuke?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Even, bro, you know how smart it is in the demon world to have a tournament to see who becomes king after, like, the main three was dying? That's dope.
That and he didn't even want to be king.
He didn't. But he almost made it.
He didn't even want to be king, so it just made him cooler. Like, I don't even want to do this. I'm just doing it because I want to be strong.
Hey, but it was so dope because he almost made it.
Yeah. And that's what I thought made the show overall, like, ending way better. You don't see the main character
always win.
Always win. Especially with Urameshi. Like, you do not see him win the way you want to see him win at the end.
Or if he does win, he barely won. Just won. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The skin of his teeth type shit. Who's your number one, though? I can't wait to hear this.
My number one, I'm sorry, I gotta do an honorable mention since we brought up Yu Yu Hakusho so many times. The person who was going to be my number two was Gong Fricks from Hunter x Hunter. The dude who made Yu Yu Hakusho made Hunter x Hunter. Beautiful show. Gong Fricks, amazing character. Go look him up, see some of the shit he's done. YouTube is full of Gon's, like, awesome moments. It's amazing.
I might check that out.
My number one of all time, and it will never ever change, I don't care what anime ever comes out in my existence, is Monkey D. Luffy. One Piece is the greatest anime, in my opinion, Black Galactus, greatest anime of all time. Emotional, funny, character progression, time skips, wicked superpowers, nobody in the show looks the same. Like, just talking about One Piece just gets me so hyped, bro. I can't pick my favorite Luffy moment because there are too many. Like, that is the king of knocking niggas out. Like, you getting mad? Luffy's not the talker type. Again, Luffy was kind of a slacker. He likes to eat, sleep, and fight. Like, that's it. And, like, go on adventures. Mm-hmm. Doesn't read. He doesn't like doing any of that stuff. But he's such an empathetic character that as he's picking up his crew in the early series, he doesn't have to ask them about their past or what happens to them or whatever. He always knows what's bothering them and how to fix it. Always. Like, for example, with Nami, when he met his navigator Nami, she was being held hostage on Fishman Island and all of her people, and she had to steal for these guys and bring it back to this place. Luffy realized, like, me just beating Arlong, the leader of the Fishman Pirates at the time, me just beating Arlong is not gonna help Nami. So he did a gummo gummo no kami, which is like a giant, it's like a kick. Luffy's a rubber man. Gummo gummo no is like his rubber move. He's made out of all rubber. He lifted his foot.
So he's not human?
He is human. He just ate a devil fruit that turned him into a rubber man.
Oh.
So his foot launches all the way into the air. Since he's rubber, he can stretch. And he hit the building that Nami was, like, being held hostage in. She had to create charts for all of the islands around and all of the places the Fishman Island, the Fishman people wanted to conquer. So he destroyed the building. And Nami just started crying when she watched that building get destroyed. And every time, he just lets out, like, the best scream ever. Like, Nami! And in Japanese, he's just telling them, be my friend! It's like, Nakama! It's so awesome. Yo, Luffy gives you goosebumps every time he talks, bro. Like, when he gets serious, you get goosebumps every time. It's ridiculous. Like, another great Luffy moment is when I showed Beans the other day. There's these group of people in One Piece, which are like the elite, called the Celestial Dragons. And they're like the richest people in all the land. They own everything or whatever. That's and, when he, and your boy knocked that he dude shot out. One of Luffy Fishman friends, and you don't touch Luffy homies in front of him. He don't care what your status is. He don't care what's going the consequences coming behind him decking your face off. He's going to punch your face off. Like he punched that dude like 60 feet, bro. Dodging bullets. He's not even like conscious anymore. He's just in savage mode. So it's just Luffy, bro.
Savage!
Luffy is like Mugiwara no Luffy, the Straw Hat King, bro. Ain't nobody more gangster than your boy Luffy. Not Goku. Nobody get it in like Luffy, bro. There's one point where he's fighting a nigga named Rob Lucci, who's a human who ate a fruit, a Logia fruit, which turned him into an animal. So he can turn into a giant cheetah-looking thing. And he does kung fu.
Cheetah or any kind of animal?
No, a cheetah. His animal is a cheetah. Everybody turns into a different animal. Like, his homie, Kaku, turned into a giraffe. Like, everybody turns into something different when you're a Logia type. Or no, that's not Logia type. That's a different type. There's Logia, there's Parmesia type, and there's one more type. I can't remember right now. But he's fighting this dude. The first time he fought him, nigga put Luffy out. Nigga, Luffy made a promise from that point on, I will never get knocked off of my feet again. And he's fighting Luffy, and he's hitting him with everything he got. And every time Luffy's about to fall, you see him remember that promise. And he reaches back up, and it's just like, no! And just stands there and holds his ground. He can't even move after the fight. He beat Luffy, like, into paralysis, bro.
Shit.
And then the whole military is still coming to get this dude, and he can't move. But he, like, it's just, he won't stop fighting until he physically can't move anymore. So Luffy gets it, bro. I'm sorry. He's just, his determination, his will, his drive to just, like, be free. Have no one tell him what to do, be able to do whatever he wants to do.
Man,
he doesn't. He's a pirate. But they don't pillage, they don't rob, they don't destroy stuff. They just want to go on adventures and see the whole world. Meet cool people and different things. And it's just the greatest show you'll ever watch. It makes you feel so good. It covers like things like racism, segregation. But they really? Do it in ways that don't make it seem political. So you're still into it, you know? So go, please, if you're not watching One Piece, please watch One Piece. Even if you gotta watch it from the beginning. It's at like episode 800 right now. It's so worth it. It's so worth it to see Luffy at, I think he starts off 15. He leaves his island 15. And they even do a time skip where these niggas get to the halfway mark of, you know, the Grand Line, which is called the Grand Line, when you about to get into the new world where all the beast-ass pirates live. They get there. They all get washed, bro. All decide, like, all get sent different places by this nigga who's got the power to send you anywhere.
Dang.
They all get sent away from each other to go train. And they all come back 2 years later, so much more beast. So much more beast, bro. So go check out Luffy if you want to see, like, character progressions serious, like, at his fucking most awesome. Every character in that show has progression. Like, there's no, even villains and sub, like, sub-bosses and stuff, they all have character progression. Everybody. So please check that out myself. Yes. Yes, do that. So, guys, that is our top five animes of all time. We'll just run through them again. Beans, go through your five, and I'll go through my five real fast.
Okay. Number five was Kakashi. Right?
Kakashi.
Number four was Neji. Number three, Naruto. Number two,
Sasuke.
Kenshin.
Oh, yeah.
Number one, Yusuke Urameshi.
Oh, yeah. All right. And my number five is Guts. My number four is Shikamaru.
Okay.
My number three is Kuwabara. Number two, Makunouchi Ippo. And number one, Monkey D. Luffy. Gamu Gamu no Grizzly Magnum. First of all, I'm sorry. I just gotta say this. How are you rubber? You can harden your hand and then turn it on fire. and all of that energy comes from inside of you. You can literally make your blood.
Fruit
you
ate?
Can literally. This nigga can make his blood boil to the point where he's moving faster than you can see.
Damn.
Like he'll use his legs as like, you know those things in cars that the pistons.
Yeah.
And he'll turn his legs and arms into pistons and be moving in like instantaneous. Damn. Bro, he's a beast. And now this nigga can jump on air. Like Luffy is just getting way more. I'm sorry. That was our five guys. We're about to hit the 40-minute mark. So we did pretty well, I think. That's a good first podcast. You guys got to understand where we're coming from when we talk about anime, the type of characters we like, type of situations and fight scenes we like to see. Even non-fighting animes, like I told you guys, GTO. You see fights, but they're mainly featuring Onizuka just whooping someone's ass. It's not like real fights. He's beating somebody up because he's an ultimate delinquent. But we hope that you guys learned some stuff or just found some stuff we were saying so interesting that you go check out some of these manga or these animes.
Right.
Because it's amazing. And you know what we're going to do before we end this show? I'm going to call one of my friends, B. Terry, and have him give you guys his top five real fast before we go.
Yeah! What do you want to know for the outro?
Well, Brandon didn't answer, and I can't really get, like, we're new to this whole app, so I don't know how Anchor calls people to call into your show or whatever, but we'll do it next time. Anyways, I'm Black Galactus.
I'm Beans.
And you just listened to the Titans Clash, bro. This was the Clash of the Titans show. We ripped it up. This is anime shit. Next episode is gonna be what?
We most likely would cover video games or movies, one of those. Because both of those is hot right now.
Hot.
Spit hot fire.
We spit hot fire. Dylan, Dylan. Yo, niggas is out, bro. We're going to catch y'all on the flip-flop. Peace.